Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Youth of Harvest, and this is Pastor Gatisa. Thank you for joining us on this great, great Saturday before Resurrection Sunday. Amen. It is a honor and a privilege that God has allowed us to come one more time in another year that we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And so the title of our programming has been God's Got This, God's Got Us. And definitely God has his people, amen, in his hands. And he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And young people, I just want to tell you, God is faithful unto his word. God is so faithful. And you can trust and depend on him, amen. When God says something, his word does come to pass. His word is the truth. Amen. And so I just want to encourage you in your faith and in your walk with Jesus Christ. Amen. God is awesome. He's wonderful. So before we go any farther on today, we are going to God in prayer. And we're going to magnify him, glorify his holy name. God is so wonderful. He is so great. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we give you praise. God, we glorify you. God, you are awesome. You are wonderful. You are mighty. You do great things. Amen. You do the miraculous beyond our belief, beyond our comprehension. Oh, Father God, you are our creator. You are, amen, Lord of lords, King of kings, and we worship you. We bow down before you. God, we thank you for the great gift of salvation, your son Jesus Christ, who went to the cross. We thank you for, amen, Resurrection Sunday. Oh, God, that death cannot keep your son. Amen. That he was a spotless sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. And because you love the world, you gave your son. And those who believe shall have eternal life, shall live forever with you. And we praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and praise God. Amen and praise God. We just thank the Lord God today. Amen. We thank God for you. We thank you that you're able to join us, and you know, we count it as a privilege, amen, that you are you're joining us today. This is not anything we take for granted ever, amen. We do not take it for granted. And so today we're coming from Romans chapter 6, and let me just double check on that. Was that Romans 6? Oh, actually, it was Romans 10. Sorry about that. I'll have to correct that. Romans chapter 10. Amen. And we're going to start here at verse 8. So we're in Romans 10, verse 8. And of course, it's talking about our belief in Jesus. And what you have to do is, it's so simple. The message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, God's message of love to you, God talking to you, God speaking to you. Anybody want to know how God is speaking? This is how he's speaking. Romans 10, they said, but what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Let's start right there. If you declare with your mouth, if you say with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That means you believe that Jesus is not in the grave somewhere you can visit or in the tomb. No, he is alive. He came alive on the third day. Amen. And after so many days, he went to heaven to be with the Father. And that's where he is right now, in bodily form. Not spirit, not a ghost. No, he is in a body. And so that's what we believe. That's what we want to say with our mouth and believe it in our hearts. And so verse 10 says, for it is with your heart that you believe. It's with your heart that you believe. Anything in your life that you have a strong belief in, it is from your heart. And you could just, anything in your life, anything about your parents, about your life, about your future, it's in your heart. We think about it, it starts, maybe start in your mind, but it has to be in your heart. So, for it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. Justified means you're made right. Justified means that, because all of us have done wrong. We all of us have, the word is sin. We've sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So, if you believe in your heart about Jesus Christ being raised from the dead, then you're justified. You're made right with God. And it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. So you don't just believe in your heart. You can't be a secret Christian. You can't be a secret believer. No, you believe in your heart and you tell people with your mouth, hey, I'm saved. I know Jesus Christ. I know God, Father in heaven. Verse 11 says, as Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. Anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. Verse 12 says, for there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. And then in verse 13 says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So it tells us again. And he said, what is this saved thing? What is that all about? It's believing in Jesus Christ, believing he is God's son. You believe in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, and whoever believes in him will not die, but will live for eternity, for everlasting. That's faith. That's salvation. And so the opposite is that if you don't believe, then you're away from God. You're away from living forever. Well, actually, you will live forever in one place or the other. But living with God means that you're saved. You're saved from death, eternal death. You're saved. Yes, hell is a real place, so you're saved from hell. So you're saved from being eternally separated from God. And to me, to really think about that, to never know God's love again, to never be in his presence, that is actually hell. Because God is love. And he cares about you. He cares about me. He's involved. God is not a God that doesn't care. No, he cares. Oh, yeah. He's involved. Oh, yeah. That's why we can say, God got this. God's got us. We trust in God with all our heart. And we lean not our own understanding. So what an awesome, amen, awesome gift that we have from God. I just wanted to stop by and encourage you on this morning that you can believe in your heart. You can declare with your mouth, you know, Jesus is Lord. He was raised from the dead. And when you believe in him, he says, verse 11, you'll never be put to shame. Never. You know what shame is? It means you get embarrassed, you know. But no, not with this belief. God will not allow that to happen. You and I have a faith in the only God, the only creator, who knows everything, who has all the power, so much power, he raised Jesus Christ, his son, from the dead. And just like with us, he will do the same thing. Those who believe in him will be raised up in the last day. And if those who, when Jesus comes, we'll just be changed to be like Jesus, his body. We'll have a body that lives forever. And that's kind of overwhelming, but hey, it's the truth. It's the truth of God's word. And I love coming to share that with you today. So young people, may God bless you. He will keep you. He'll make his face shine upon you and give you peace. You need peace. Peace in your mind. Peace in your life. God is the God of peace. In this world, there might be things that don't cause us to lose peace, but God will give you peace. He'll comfort you. So I just want to leave you with that God is with you. Be blessed. Go with God. Enjoy your Saturday. Happy Resurrection Sunday on tomorrow. And join us next week. Be blessed. Amen.